Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Giants lose, Jets win. And I don't know if we mentioned this on the air, BT, I forget, or off the air. I think we did talk about it on the air. Last week we were talking about it, how the disparity between the two teams couldn't feel greater, and yet it was only two games, and now it's just one. So as bad as things have felt for the Jets all year long, and rightfully so, it's been brutal, it's been ugly, the quarterback can't throw the football, which one? By the way, I will say that there's no way Tyrod Taylor was winning that game yesterday. So for everybody who wanted Tyrod Taylor because they thought he'd give him the best chance to win, no chance in hell they win that game with Tyrod Taylor. Justin Fields was very good yesterday and throwing the football as well. But anyway, the Jets are just one win away from the Giants. That should say all you need to say about the Giants when the Jets are in year one of a rebuild with no quarterback. What's the Giants' excuse?
I mean, you even start getting into some of the numbers. There really shouldn't be much of an excuse there. But the even like the point differential is pretty close. Giants minus 42, Jets minus 53, both awful. But that's kind of the point here. It's like there was about a three-week ride on the station, on social media. And I'm not saying that it wasn't without any sort of justification. You beat a couple of good teams. It was still early enough. Okay, here we go. But the way it was positioned by some, like the Giants are going to go, whatever they're going to accomplish, this grand accomplishment, you know, and as people often do, they get out in front of their skis because they're desperate, which I also get, because when your team is down for a long time, the first sign of something good, we generally overreact a little bit here. But no, the Giants have two and the Jets have one. And I don't think that it's crazy that the Jets actually finished with more wins than the Giants.
Yeah, I mean, that is a conversation I was thinking about actually yesterday. We could have brought that up. Let me just pull up the schedules here.
Hey, you get the Jets. You get the Giants. I got the Jets.
I got them here. Now, I would say no to that. I'm still going to believe that the Giants, because they just, to me, Jackson Dart, Giants got to be better. I mean, they're built to win some games now. I still think the Giants will get, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4. I think the Giants are getting at least 5 more wins.
5?
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, at least. And if they don't, then everybody should be fired.
All right, so let's do this. All right, so we'll do it fast here. So Jets obviously have the bye. I want you to give me a quick WL. And
the
then
Jets?
And we'll do it. Yep. So this is the Jets. First up off the bye, Browns. Win or loss?
Loss.
All right, at the Pats.
Now that's a home game?
That's
Jets?
A home game for the Browns.
I'm still going to go loss.
All right, at Patriots, loss, I'm assuming. At the Ravens,
loss.
Lamar probably back. Okay, Atlanta home.
Loss.
Okay, Miami home.
Loss.
At Jacksonville.
Loss.
All right. At New Orleans.
I think they can win that game.
Okay. Pats home.
I think they lose that.
Okay.
And probably lose the Bills as well.
And at Buffalo.
Even if I give you one more, because I was being a harsh critic there.
Yeah.
Even if I give you one more, I don't think they're winning more than 3 games.
I don't know that I do either. I just don't think the Giants will necessarily win more
all
than
right,
three.
So let me.
Okay, go ahead.
Niners.
Loss.
At Bears.
I think they're going to win that game. I think Caleb Williams stinks.
At home against the Packers?
Loss.
At Lions?
Loss.
At Pats?
Loss.
Home against the Commanders?
Oh, boy. I'm going to say loss at that point in the season.
Home against the Vikings?
I'm going to give them a win there.
At Raiders?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going to give him a win.
Okay, and then home against the Cowboys.
Loss. I mean, so that's what? I gave him what?
Gave
three
him three
wins,
wins
there.
Yeah.
All right, so I gave him three there.
That would get them to five total.
And you think the Giants. So you think,
I think they're at least five.
Which
seven.
Five do they win, though?
I think they're getting seven. They'll win either the Niners or Bears game, maybe both. Probably lose the other three. I think they're going to get two of the next five. And then I think they're going to get at least three of the next four.
So
I
you think they finish, what, 7-10?
Yeah. I think they should get the seven wins. I mean, dude, they're better than the Cowboys. Like, they should be. The Cowboys stink. The Cowboys stink. I'm tired of hearing about the offense. If the Giants can't beat the Cowboys at home, now who the hell knows what's going to happen then? They should be able to beat the Cowboys at home. Raiders on the road, Vikings at home, Commanders at home. Like, at some point, you got to take off the training wheels here. I mean, geez. Division games against less than teams. I'm not asking you to beat the Eagles, which you did at home. You beat the Eagles at home. You can't beat the Commanders. You can't beat the Vikings. Can't beat the Cowboys. Can't beat the Niners. I mean, the Niners aren't that good. Now, I don't know if Purdy's going to play this week or not. Mac Jones been in there for a while. They're okay. Niners are okay. They've been inconsistent. And same thing with Chicago. Chicago stinks. Caleb Williams stinks.
But he's a mess. He threw one pick yesterday, double coverage, down 2 or 3 points late from his own end zone. That was absolutely disgracefully disgusting.
So
he's not there next year.
Now, they actually have to go out there and do it. It's not like just wholehearted belief in them, but I believe that there are winnable games on this Giants schedule. As long as Jackson Dart stays healthy. Now, again, Scadaboo out is going to hurt them, but that shouldn't cripple their plans. They still have the defense in place that should have some success this year. They got to go out there and do it. I don't trust the coaching staff necessarily, but if they don't get to at least 6-7 wins, then I think everybody should be wiped out. Everybody. Shane, Dable, all the coaches. See you later.
Yeah,
don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Clean them out. So,
yeah.
All right, so listen. It's funny how we do this. We say Dallas stinks, these teams stink, and they might. So do the Giants.
Yeah.
The Giants can't stop the run. And that's not gonna change.
Well, I mean, they did beat the Eagles, and they did beat the Chargers, and they should have beat the Broncos on the road. So, you know.
All right, so the Jets should have beat the Steelers, and but you didn't. You win or you lose. The Giants gave up 300 yards rushing.
Understood.
300!
I understand. I mean, they should be better than what they are, but I don't think those other teams are any good. They should have beat the Cowboys week two.
I think the Giants go. I mean, listen, back to the Jets-Giants thing, and there's just a ton of variables, obviously, injuries, et cetera. If I had to say right now, I think the Giants finish up 4-13. You know what? I'm going to say 5-12. Mm-hmm. I think they both finish 5-12.
You think the Jets get to five wins?
They already got two.
The Jets?
Yeah.
What do you mean they got two?
I mean, well, when if they beat the Browns and they get to two.
You're giving them a win against the Browns?
Well, not giving them. Saying that they got a chance.
It didn't get quick to get you back on the...
No. I mean, listen, I think that the five right now strikes me as ambitious for both, quite frankly. I just don't know. I mean, how... So we sit here and say the Giants are... What are the Giants good at? What are they really good at?
Well, I think...
And I'm going to answer the same question for the Jets.
I think their quarterback is very good.
I love Jackson Dart.
Yeah.
So he's... All right, so Dart's good. All right, what else? What else about their team is really good?
I mean, Brian Burns is leading the league.
Phenomenal.
Was going in yesterday.
Yeah. All pro season so far. To me, that's about it.
Okay.
They don't have a receiver that scares you. Their secondary is not very good and banged up. They can't stop the run. And then when I said, well, what's good about the Jets?
Nothing.
For me, the answer is pretty much nothing.
Right.
Oh, no, that's not true. The ability to run the ball. The problem is when you fall behind big, which sometimes they have, you can't run the ball as much. So when you look at both, and it's a very easy answer for both teams, I don't think either team does anything exceptionally well. So you know, there's a lot of road games. There's a couple of teams that are good. I just don't see a lot of wins either way. I'd love to be wrong. I'm happy Glenn got a win. I'd like to see Dable and Dart go nuts. I just don't see it.
But when you're playing, teams aren't good. When you're playing without a quarterback and you're in year one of a rookie head coach, I think the expectations need to be lowered. They should be lowered.
Fair.
The Giants are not. This is year four. They have a defense that was built to win now, and they have a quarterback that has elevated their team. So there is, to me, there is no excuse. Like, I don't want to hear it. Well, this team's good. This team, no, I don't want to hear it. You got to go out there and win. So the expectation to me should be higher for the Giants. Whether they achieve those expectations or not, different story. But I think that their expectation should be better than where the Jets are at.
I'd love to know what John Mara is thinking right now. God, because that's really all that matters. I would love to know. I have to think that he's fairly enamored with the way Dart looks and the way Dable is working with him. Now, does that become the main narrative? I don't know that it would be if I owned the team, but we don't.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.